Monday the 24th of March, Yud Zayin Adar Sheni, Rabbi David Kahn, the use of microphones and hearing aids to the Yotzei of Bocha.
Good morning, this is a new topic that I've never spoken about, but as I got the phone call late last night, there was nobody to give the shir. I felt if you can all make the effort to come here, to be here, that I've got to make a special effort to rush out of shul and to come straight here to give a shir. Here's a topic that I dealt with, which a shaila that somebody asked me recently that I spent many hours working on to try and conquer this difficult topic and appreciate. The question is like this: can we be yotzer with Kriyas Megillah? Can we be yotzer with all types of mitzvahs? Can we be part of a minyan? Can we sit at home and listen to the Megillah on the radio? This was the question was asked to the Gedolim. You may have noticed that at the chuppah, most people will use a microphone, but some people will be maktiv, some rabbonim will be maktiv not to use a microphone, and this is happening more and more at Sheva Brochas as well. You'll see that the Sheva Brochas and the people are asking people to come to the top table without a microphone, with a microphone. What's going on? But this is really the root of the question. The root of the question is, when you hear something via a microphone, what are you hearing? Okay, so the question is, everybody can appreciate, I can see on your faces, what, to hear the Megillah on the radio? That can't be, right? But the Yotzer, everything, yes, the telephone, the radio is the same. What about if you've got a huge, huge room that, and you can't hear to the other end? What about an extension? What about having a microphone just to be able to hear the other end? This shaila has been dealt with by many of the Gedolei Olam. I'm not going to go in chronological order, but I'm going to start off with Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzad Levocha, who talks about Kriyas Megillah al Yedei microphone. Yes? Microphone, Kriyas Megillah. And he comes to the following conclusion. The root of the shaila seems to be, in other words, the source of the root of the shaila is a Gemara, a Mishnah in fact, which talks about if someone was Shoma, he says, somebody had to kele toch haboy, somebody who blows the shofar, and it applies to shofar as well. Can you be yotzer of the shofar if, when you hear, people hear shofar through a hearing aid? So here it's like this. The question that is like this. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, if somebody Shoma, if he hears the kol shofar, and he hears the haid, the echo of the shofar, it says that he's not yotzer. Along comes Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, "Hine, b'dvar kriyas hamagila al yedei microphone, kosher loyma b'ze halacha brura, ki loy nisbaya koroi eich nishma al yedei ze al yedei anoshim horoyu lismoich aleim." Rav Moshe says that he's had difficulty being able to reliably get clarity of the technicalities of how a microphone works. So Rav Moshe writes, and to cut the long story short, he says at the end, he goes through, and he says, really, he says, I don't see what difference it is, whether you hear it through a microphone, or whether you hear it directly. When I speak, you're not hearing me. What you're hearing is, by speaking, I'm creating sound waves. Those sound waves come into the ear, reach the eardrum translates those into signals to the brain, and hence you hear. Says Rav Moshe, what difference does it make whether it goes via the air or whether it goes via an electronic medium? That's what Rav Moshe says. But Rav Moshe says quite clearly, he says, mikol mokim, the last line, he says, kivon shlo boru leheta vuhu inyan chodosh, bichlal yesh limchos kedei lemoino miliudov achri chadosh esacherus shalehutim bezeh b'medinas elu. Rav Moshe Mitzad, the Sforah, thinks it's the same. What difference does it make whether it travels through the air? So you're not hearing directly, you're not hearing what I'm saying. You're hearing sound waves, and that's what hits your eardrum, which sends the signal to the brain, or whether it is the actual, or whether it is goes via one more stage of an electronic medium. So Rav Moshe, but he says it's something new. Rav Moshe says there's no clarity. He wanted to stop, in quite clear from his time, he wanted to stop new things coming in, and once new things come in, you have no idea where you're going with this, different ideas. And therefore Rav Moshe says, I think this other story, it's good, but mitzvah the halacha he didn't want to be nekel. Ravovna, Shevich Halevi, Simon, if anyone wants to have a look at the shuvas themselves, in Rav Moshe, it's Chelik Orchaim, Chelik Beis Simon Kuf Ches, and Ravovna Sefer, Shevich Halevi, it is Simon Hei Dalet. And here, Ravozna says the same. Ravozna says, the ubeinyan ha-mikrofon, ein ani maskim lahatira gamba oifen shehizkir, although he says, hein emes, im echot kfa shomot dievet alidei ramko, if somebody heard the Megillah through, via a microphone, hoyisi mechaivo lishmoya pam sheni, avobli brocha. Why? Kiven shemeika din korov sheyotza. He goes along with Rav Moshe with the same type of svara, but I think it makes no difference. At the end of the day, you're being you're hearing. V'chein im yulad metzias shel bitl hakriya legamri im lo eli de'etsa hanal hoyisi don. He says oth pam bo. If there was no other way of hearing kriyas, if no other way of hearing kriyas haTorah or kriyas Megillah, he says, and otherwise it wouldn't be possible. He's talking about a huge hall where it's not possible. He was talking about a large sen, the question was asked, thousands of girls, and there was no way that they could all hear the Baal Kodesh. Says Ravozna Shlita, he says that if there was no other way, if people would not be yotze otherwise, I would think again and contemplate whether I would be matzeh. Ravozna, the same as Rav Moshe, is noter very much Lahokel b'tara svara, but doesn't want to be maker lemaisa for the same reason, because he ends off in saying avol nishalti al zeh, and he asks, but he says avol benidoin rogil k'mishakos v'kavodoin cholilo lahatzir chadoshos. Seems to be a resistance and a resilience to something which is of new, something new. I remember at the time when I was learning in Kol Torah, somebody came to ask my Rosh Shiva, my Rebbe Shlomo Zalman about Gromer systems to open doors, electronic doors. It was actually in Shari Tzedek, and he didn't want to be matir anything that wasn't absolutely vital for Pikuach Nefesh, and wasn't, you couldn't get round, you couldn't organize it. When you need it, Shlomo Zalman said to be maker alidei Gromer, but he said that if otherwise you can be master everything on the grammar, you can have all electronic systems that have a delay system in, and you'll end up with a situation where you'll be master all electricity on Shabbos, because it's all grammar orientated and designed. So here, this is what they... Now the big question over here is the following. Along comes Shlomo Zalman, and I say I'm not going chronologically, because Shlomo Zalman's tshuva was very, very much earlier than certainly Ravozna and even Rav Moshe. Because the Shaila was actually asked originally by Rav Henkin, who had one of the new hearing aids as a new invention at the time. Rav Henkin, of course, was the God of Adon in America before Rav Moshe, and he wrote a letter to Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer asking him, of course they used to have this big thing in their pocket with a wire going up to the ear, and he asked Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, what about Shabbos? What about carrying on Shabbos? What about using on Shabbos because of electricity? What about carrying on Shabbos because you've got it in your pocket? And what about hearing Megillah, Parshas Zocher, all types of things with the hearing aid? And Rabbi Zalman passed it on to his Talmuds at the time, the youngster of Shlomo Zalman, and asked him. Shlomo Zalman feels very uncomfortable, clearly, getting involved in the shaila between Rav Henkin and Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, where he's been put in the middle here. But Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, nonetheless, in his tshuva, gives his opinion. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says quite clearly, I'm not worried about the electricity on Shabbos, there's no electricity there. I'm not worried about carrying, because it's a tachshit, it's like glasses, it's the same as people who have these insulin, have a machine that does the same, it's attached, it's something that the system, that the goof needs, and therefore that's mutter. No problem at all, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. But I do think, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that it doesn't, that when you hear on hearing aid, or through a microphone, he says, I think that you're not hearing anything. Rav Shlomo Zalman, in fact, if I can show you here, he has a whole introduction of a whole half a page more, almost a whole side, telling you how microphones work. And there's a shuva from Dain Weiss much later who does the same, tells you how microphones work. And I'll just for a moment let you know, when we speak, and this is happening over here as we speak, you speak in a microphone, what happens is that my voice is translated into electronic signals. It is then carry to wherever it needs to be carried to, that is the microphone. The loudspeaker then receives the electronic signals, and as a result it causes vibrations on a membrane, and that sends out signals which are a sound alike, not a look alike, a sound alike of my voice. But it's not me who's speaking, but it is transformed into, my voice is lost, it's translated into electronic signals, and it goes up and down and loud and quiet, etc., etc., and then it is recreated somewhere else. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Zalman writes over here, and he says he's terribly surprised. Anyone who has muttered these things, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Kitzad Vorim, he says, She'ein mishtamish b'beis ha'knesset l'tzorchei tefillah, the microphone, the ramkol, a microphone, or a loudspeaker, heyot, because, she'adova ze nechshav rak ka'hanofas sudrin, he says it's really the same as the famous Gemara of where at Alexandria they had a huge, huge shul, you couldn't hear anything that was going on in the back, not because of the talking, but because of the large shul, and as a result, they used to wave flags when it came to Amenei Eshkirabo, when it came to Kedusha, they would wave the flags. Says the Pshem Zalman is exactly the same. He says, what you're receiving at the other end of the microphone coming through to the loudspeaker that we hear is a new creation, and it's just like waving a flag. That's what Pshem Zalman writes. And therefore he's got no doubt about that. Even though I know Sherabim Yitzmu Al Kach, that many will be surprised about this, this will be like a strange thing that you cannot be yotze with a microphone, in kozos, nonetheless, Ho'emes Hu, the truth is, Kidvorenu, as we have written, Uboruhu Be'enai, Shazem Muza Rak Le'ele, it's clear to me that it's only strange to those She'enom Yodin Klal, who don't know at all, Mativon Shelamachshirim Ha'ele, how these machines work. So he says, V'choshen, in brackets, Machshovos Hevo, Shetuche, Shechute HaTelephone, Ogale HaRadio, the wires of the telephone, or the waves of the radio waves, Molichin Mamash Tova Odom, they literally take the voice, human voices, that's how, in order to be able to get rid of this mistake, he says, I have spent a long time writing the Biad Vorin. Those who know how these things work, that isn't the way it is. And in fact, he writes very strongly that I'm terribly surprised that Gedolei Olam, who were Matir, and they could only be Matir because they never didn't understand how these things work. There's a famous case where, when I was in Yeshiva, a professor of physics came along to Rav Shlomo Zalman to argue with him. Rav Shlomo Zalman is famous for being matir opening a fridge, even when it's on or when it's off. Rav Shlomo Zalman was matir, there was no problem at all. And this person came along, a professor, introduced himself as a professor of physics, and said to Rav Shlomo Zalman, but I want to explain to the Rav, I want to explain to him how the fridge works, he says to him. So Rav Shlomo Zalman stops and says, listen, Professor so-and-so, he says, in halacha, he says, maybe you know more than I do, but how a fridge works, I know better than you. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, anyone who appreciated how these things work knows that you're not hearing the person, you're hearing an electronic creation which is designed to be a sound-alike of the original voice. And says Rav Shlomo Zalman, therefore, in fact, he writes, but if you put a bulb at the end of the wire instead of putting a loudspeaker, when you raise your voice, the bulb would go on, the intensity would increase, and when you reduce it, it would dimmen. So it says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's purely by coincidence that they put a loudspeaker at the end of it. But you're not hearing your voice, it is a purely an electronic creation. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and therefore he has no doubt about it, that it's no good. Dein Weiss is exactly the same. There's absolutely no question about it, it's no good. However, Shlomo Zalman writes the following. He says, Omnom, he says, La'achas shekva mitpas maim hazeh, after I had already written my tshuva, nizdamein li ledabe im moron balachaznish, I had the opportunity to speak to the Gadol Hador, the Chaznish, the Omar Li. And this is what the Chaznish said to me. Shadadaitoi, ein zeh kol kach poshut. It isn't so simple. The Yitochin, and it could be, the Chivon Shah kol hanishma notes al yedei hamadaber, since the electronic sound, we need to understand here before we even go any further, that really, what Rav Shlomo Zalman and Dain Weiss say, is those who know a little bit about physics, and you don't need to know much, but a little bit of understanding, Shlomo Zalman and Dain Weiss seem incredibly correct. So much so that it is a tamir gedola to understand Rav Moshe, to understand Le'Bodo L'Chaim Aruchim, Rav Ozner, and others, we'll see in a minute, who are Matzir. How can this be? You're not hearing the person. And the same would apply to Shofar. You're not hearing the person. You're not hearing the Shofar. How, you're not hearing the Baal Kodo, the Megillah. How should it possibly work? But here, we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem that there are two sides to it. Says the Chazon Ish, he says, V'yitochin, it could be, the Chivon Shah Kol Nishma, because the voice that is being created, that is heard, Noitza is created al yedei hamadaber by the one who is speaking, v'hagam hakol nishma miyaz, and it's simultaneous. Yes, we're not interested in milliseconds or nanoseconds, the difference between when I speak and when it's actually heard from the loudspeaker. Even in Australia, it is a very, if you speak from here to Australia, the difference, I think, is about a seventh of a second. And in Halacha, we're not worried about that. So he says, Kederach Hanoshim Hamadabrim Deineim, like people who speak, you don't really hear me instantaneously. It takes some time, the speed of sound is not the speed of light. It takes some time for me to speak, for it to get to you. It's never entirely simultaneous. Efsha, says the Chazish, maybe the Gamzeh Choshek Shomer Mamash, maybe that's as if you really heard me, Mipi Hamadabe or Etekeah, from the one who's speaking, Pasha Zocha, Megillah, or Tekeah, or the Baal Tekeah himself. Uchadum, Uchumadumali. It appears to me, said the Chazanish, Shetzrichim Loima Lefize, the Masha Omru Begemora, in Koil Havora Shoma, if all you hear is the echo of the shofar from the pit, from the bow, Lo Yotzo, and the Mishnah says explicitly you're not Yotzo, answers the Chaznish to explain the Mishnah, Hainu Mipnei, Shakol Havora Nishma Ktsas Le'acha Kol Ha'odom. The trouble is that you hear it, says the Chaznish, quite some time later. The echo bounces, of course, off the walls of the cave and or the pit, and as it comes out, there is a time delay. It's because of the time delay that is a problem. Mashain came the telephone, the ram call. By the way, if Shlomo Zalman compares listening, hearing something from a loudspeaker as if you heard it on a tape, on a cassette. So it says the Chaznish is not quite the same. A cassette isn't live time, isn't real time. Whereas when you hear something in a loudspeaker, you're hearing it really alive. Well, the fear needs time to you, Chidush Godel Moid, the Eini Mavin Oso, says the Shlomo Zalman, I think what the Chaznish has told me is a great Chidush, and I don't understand. Chaznish has not said it's okay. Efsha, maybe it's okay. The Chaznish has dampened Rav Shlomo Zalman's very definite opinion, and more than that, his kushya gedola on anyone who is matir. Says the Chaznish, not so clear. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, I don't understand why not. This is the way it's left, and Mitzvah Shem will get a bit of an appreciation of it. The one who really opens it out for us is a tshuva from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. He wrote about this, and he agrees with Rav Moshe, with Baruch Chaim Aruchim, with Rav Ozner, and with the Chaznish. The Chaznish wasn't actually, the truth is no one is actually Matir, but they over here we see that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, he says the following. I'll just read out the main points. He says, V'kol hayotze, derech ha-telephone, v'radio, yesh boi ta'aruvus kol mimin acher. You've got to make the distinction between hearing something on a radio where you cannot hear the person speaking in the studio, and we're here, we can't hear them at all. When we're in the same room, or someone's got a hearing aid, you hear some of the real voice with a mixture, with an amplification aided by electronic equipment. Here, he says, that is better. The hostess, and he adds, the hakoil humikoyach hakoile. He's saying a very important point here. Let me explain. Professor Frank says, when I speak, I'm now speaking, I get up and I say something, you don't really hear me. I push some waves by speaking. I push the air, and I send sound waves to your ears, and as a result you hear. So you don't actually hear me speaking. I'm not in direct contact. It's koichi. It's due to me. It's my force. Because I speak, you hear it. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, what difference it makes then whether I speak or I press a button, or as a result of speaking I set off an electronic apparatus which then gives out a voice which admittedly is a new creation, but it's because of me. I've done it. Instead of pressing a button, by speaking, when I speak the microphone picks it up and the loudspeaker gets sent electronic messages, and as a result it knows to send out voices which sound like the voice, the original. Says of C. Pesach Frank, since it's mikoichi, since it comes because of me, therefore that is good enough. Since speaking is always like that, speaking is always mikoichi, when I speak and it comes mikoichi, that in itself is enough. Here's a svara at last, I think, and very, very interesting. You can't speak to Shem Zalman anymore, but the very interesting svara over here, that he wants to say that koyach is enough, it should be mikoichi. This is the svara of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. By the way, this svara will only work. This svara will only work when it comes to something like Kriyas Megillah, when it comes to Parsha Zohar, but when it comes to shofar, you need to hear the koil of the shofar. You're not hearing the koil of the shofar. Koil of the shofar is not just mikoichi. It's not just that you're hearing me shomea koine, so you hear me, you never really hear me. You are just experiencing something as a result of what I'm doing, and that you're experiencing sound waves, you're not experiencing me. So therefore, when it comes to shofar, you've got to hear the koil shofar. There, I think, and there explicitly says, that would be different. That would be different. Along comes to the last source, and then I'll try and put everything together, and we'll see what we have. The last source over here, I've taken this from a sefer called Rotzke Tzvi, which is a modern sefer, and he's put together a lot of the shuvahs, which has made it easier to have them all together. There's also a Tzitz Eliezer about it as well, who's very misupik about the whole thing, backwards and forwards. But the last source I want to quote is the following. There's a sefer called Be'er Moshe, and he brings and says the following. He says very clearly, he comes down on the side of Reb Shlomo Zalman, and he says, the tzorach lefarsim tos ha'olam shlo yeh mechsholim b'zeh. And he says, v'kvar kosafti harbe pa'omim shechayev habal hoiro. Every post needs, b'chol she'ela, in all k'shailas, b'chol she'ela chadosho shel ha'technik, of a technical nature, mitchilo lish'ol pi boki b'inyan olav don. He's got to ask somebody who's a science expert, somebody who's an expert, a professional in this field. Ki harbe pa'omim toya b'dimyonoi, the posek will make a mistake. Validei zeh toya b'dim b'dava poshut, you give a beautiful answer to the wrong shayla. So he says you've got to get the metzias clear. V'tzorach l'farsein tos ha'olam shelo nechsholim b'zeh lo yidia l'rabim she'ein olam yetzi v'chavosa havdola v'kriyas megillah v'brocha le'inyin anias omen ala telephone. This is what we have up here. So here's the machlokes. Shlomo Zalman says, would say, never mind all this. Let's go back to Cheder. Let's keep it nice and simple. Speaking is speaking. Hearing is hearing. If you hear me, you hear me. Never mind the sound waves. Halacha is not interested in the sound waves. You hear me, you hear me. That's what the Torah meant by Shomer Koina. That's the concept. If you're hearing, you're hearing. If you're hearing electronic equipment, you're not hearing me. And therefore it's no good. Along come Rav Moshe, Rav Vozna, and Rav Chavnish as well, and they and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank really opens their eyes to what the svara is and says, no, even when you hear me, you're only hearing koichi, you're hearing something as a result of me speaking. And that is what hearing is, and therefore it doesn't make a difference what level of indirection, what path of indirection it takes in order to get to you. And therefore they want to say you are Yotzer. Here is this machlokes that we have between the two of them. Therefore it would seem, of course, each person would ask their own role, collective inter-shul shir, but each person will ask their rabbi, they'll ask her here what to do in this situation. It would seem that those who can manage to hear without a hearing aid, if they would stand in the bimah when it comes to things, they should do so. Those who can't, so therefore certainly they will rely upon those gedolim who really feel it's mutter, and they will rely upon them, and that's fine. When it comes to a chasna, when it comes to a simcha that's being given, and here the question is using the microphone or not, here the situation is much better, because the question only is whether the person who is saying the Sheva Brachos, if there is a minion around him. If nobody can hear, imagine I'm standing here, there's a minion here, I'm the Shliach Tzibur, but no one can hear because everyone's got earplugs in. Super duper earplugs, no one can hear anything, so no one can hear anything that I'm saying as a result. What's going to be the din? So therefore, over here, if nobody could hear me, maybe I'm not speaking in a minion. So therefore, in such case, but since when it comes to a microphone, there is a karovus. If the microphone was turned off, 10 people around me could hear, there's a strong svara to say that therefore you can be yotza even with the microphone, because the microphone is a karovus. 10 people could hear me. You don't actually have to hear me, you just have to have the way the flag waved to answer or main to know the answer main. I need to have a minion around me, and if I turn the machine off, 10 people could hear me, and therefore I am making the bracha within a minion. There's much to be said. Rabbi Yashid isn't happy with it. I'll say that, but there was a svara, certainly, lulei de mistapina, if somebody would come along and would be cholik on one of the gedolim, would be cholik on Rabbi Yashid, we could understand the svara, and therefore those who've been makel all the years and continue to be makel, and it seems to be more or less the minhag olam, is to rely upon this, because it's very different to being yotzer. All you need is you need a minion around you. I'll just finish off, this is introduce the topic over here, but just to finish off and to say that we had, all of us, had a very difficult day yesterday. I'll just mention one word of chizuk and one little bit of a direction. Enough was said, a lot was said yesterday, but I'll mention the following, that over here somebody said, Stocker, Tatsil Mimovis. Stocker, Tatsil Mimovis. Therefore somebody even raised at the Leviah, how can it be someone who gave so much to Stocker, how should that be? We're not over here to judge anyone, and we're not over here, chas v'shalom, to cast any aspersions at all. But the Gemara says that stocker helps the idna at the time when one's giving. Mitzvahs help at the time when one gives. Ner mitzvah, mitzvah is like a ner. It's over here, local. But Torah is magnei umatzni, even when the person goes to deal with with mundane matters that one has to see to. One has to close one's forehead to go to work. The Torah that one learns in the morning, the Torah that one learns in the evening, is magni umatsni even at the time when the Gemara is closed. Of course, not just my bittul Torah, we're talking about because the person has to see to things, even when the Gemara is closed. And here is a tremendous thing, and this, I think it's a wonderful thing that you do, to have this learning every day, and to have this start off the day and be moistiv tov, moistiv aholich. And I want to mention one thing, a very heartfelt plea, and I feel over here that London as a place is a wonderful mokum, a mokum of chesed, a mokum of tzedakah. Millions upon millions are given. But if we look at London, northwest London in particular, Hendon and Golders Green, we will see that for the amount of tzedakah that's given, for the amount of chesed that's done, for the amount of people that there are, there are not enough mekonos haTorah. There is not enough shmira of the Torah there is here. Go around, go to New York, go to Lakewood, go around the world at capitals, large places that they have. See how many yeshivas, how many kolalim, how many mekonos haTorah there are. There's not enough money being invested into mekonos haTorah. We're just about hanging on to dear life with Hagar's Kol, just about scraping it there month after month. We're just about, that's it, Chai Olam, Baruch Hashem, we have one yeshiva that's recently come up and we have over here. But how many mekonos are there? I will tell you personally, we went around to establish the Chosh Mishpat Kol here in Eitz Chaim, and the door was more or less closed in our faces. Another place to learn, they would sponsor a Chosh Mishpat Kol anywhere but in London. Not in London, not here. Even Sandwich Hill, yes, not here, not in North West London. We have to ask ourselves why that is. And if we live in London and we're prepared to pay London prices for our houses and for our chinuch and for our groceries and everything else, which is all the result of the high prices, we have to say to ourselves that we need Talmidei Chachomim sitting and learning here in our midst. These are the Talmidei Chachomim, the Torah, the learning of the Torah. This is money that's been given out, millions, to learn all over the world, but not here. This is something that we need to have, learning Torah, people sitting here learning, because that is Matzil Matzli. That will be Matzil us, Min Ashoris Horois, and Mitz Hashem. We can be able to change our focus, and we need to change our focus in this direction, the proportion of funds that are given out. We have to look after ourselves. The question of the cobbler's children going unshod. This is what we're experiencing over here. All the yeshivas in the world, Berlin and this place and that place, are all supported by us. And here, there's hardly anything at all. Mitz Hashem, be zocha to be able to be mesach in this, and be zocha to that shmirah. And the Mitz Hashem, we shouldn't have to hear the Surah Torah anymore. Mitz Hashem, we should be zocha to the ultimate Surah Torah. Mitz Hashem, in Heiro B'Yomeinu, Amen.